Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. At least five people have died in Valley View, Texas, after a powerful tornado touched down there overnight. More than 60 people are injured. Cleanup efforts are underway. Now that severe weather is headed east, impacting St. Louis and Nashville today. Monday, the Northeast will get the remains of it, with much of the I-95 corridor expected to see heavy rain. A stabbing incident unfolded last night at an AMC movie theater outside Boston.
We were just in the theater. We were watching a movie, and the movie was three-quarters over, and the movie stopped.
There were a lot of kids coming out in a daze, looking like they just saw a horror movie instead of a kid's movie, which is really upsetting to see.
Four girls were stabbed by a man who rushed into the theater. They're all expected to be okay. That suspect is in custody, according to police. Six passengers and six crew members of a Qatar Airways flight are now back on the ground in Dublin. They all reported injuries during severe turbulence. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Avian flu is jumping from birds to dairy cattle around the country. So far, it's not turned up in Wisconsin, but experts are being vigilant. Mike Mohn has more.
Bird flu has been detected in dairy cows in several other states. And in Texas, a man is known to have become ill with bird flu last month after contact with infected dairy cattle. And that worries Andrew Pecos with the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans and beginning that process of adapting to replication and spread within humans themselves.
He says the risk to the general public is still very low, but the U.S. should improve its response to new and emerging infections to minimize the chance of another pandemic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced it will pay dairy farms with confirmed avian flu infections to help contain the virus's spread to people and more cows. In Texas, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the virus killed a dozen cats who drank raw cow's milk. Megan Davis, also with Johns Hopkins, believes it's safe to eat poultry and drink milk, with one exception.
Raw milk and raw milk products may not undergo the same processes to inactivate the virus, and so I have very large concerns about the safety of raw milk.
To date, federal officials only mandate testing for dairy cows moving between states. Wisconsin has long embraced its reputation as a milk-producing state. In most rankings, it only trails California in this category. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A series win in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Fenway Park in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox again, this time 6-3. Joey Ortiz with a two-run double in the third to kick off a five-run rally. And for the second day in a row, the Brewers used Jared Koenig as a starter for just the first or second inning. Lefty against left-handed batters in the Red Sox lineup. How rare is that? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I think it happens a lot. You know, a starter gives you a good start and a reliever comes in and gives you an inning in the third. We just did it reverse. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's like a magical plan that everybody has kind of the same plan, you know. Using an opener is not anything new.
The Brewers had a no-hitter going with Colin Ray until the seventh, so they win the series, game three today at Fenway. Then they return back to Milwaukee, where they take on the Cubs for a four-game series beginning on Monday, Memorial Day. The final, 6-3, Brewers over the Red Sox. From Fenway Park, Boston, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some shower chances for today. There could be some heavy rainfall at spots. Otherwise, we'll see highs in the lower 60s. Southeast winds will turn to the northeast. Tonight, skies will turn mostly clear. Lows dropping to the upper 40s. Right now, it's 58.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday's Best of Up North News Radio, having to bail are fast-growing lawns, and how people who differ on abortion can have civil conversations.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Council, 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 council,
council. The music of the stars, back till high noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. Memorial Day weekend. Steve Lawrence. Good morning. The music of John Williams.
I remember the house where I was born, the little window where the sun came peeping in at morn. He never came a wink too soon, nor brought too long a day. But now I often wish the night had borne my breath away. I remember the roses, red and white, the violets and the lily cups, those flowers made of light. The lilacs where the robin built, and where my brother set the laburnum on his birthday. The tree is living yet. I remember, where I was used to swing, and thought the air must rush as fresh to swallows on the wing. My spirit flew in feathers then, that is so heavy now, and summer pools could hardly cool the fever on my brow. I remember, the fir trees dark and high. I used to think their slender tops were close against the sky. It was a childish ignorance, but now 'tis little joy to know I'm further off from heaven than when I was a boy.
Of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. stars Dinah Shore and Andre Previn's orchestra on the Music of the Stars. Irving Berlin's music.
Remember the night you said, I love you. Remember, you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember, we found a lonely spot, and after you promised that you'd forget me not, but you forgot to remember. All alone, no one else but you. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but
sure.
The rain was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand, and
Mario Lanza. One of his first pictures, That Midnight Kiss for MGM, along with Catherine Grayson. To my mind, he's the best guy ever. And the tenors, they're all great. Something about Lanza, I think, makes him greater. See if you agree. Androids fighting.
Our love is so sweet in the springtime, when blossoms are fragrant in years that are coming can bring time to make me forget, dear, this day. I love you in life's gray December, the same.
Kid from South Philly, real name Freddie Kokotsa. Lanza was his mother's maiden name. Thanks for being here, everybody. Every week, 7 till noon Central on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's civicmedia.us worldwide. The music of the stars.
Even though the flame has died, maybe there's a spark inside. Have you looked into your heart? Have you searched through all your dreams? Did you ever find a trace of me? Even though you say we're through, that I'm not the one for you, have you looked into your heart?
On the Music of the Star.
film, a war drama from producer David O. Selznick in 1944, Since You Went Away. It's the story of a woman and her children struggling to pick up the pieces of their lives during the Second World War. It's based on a novel by Margaret Buell Wilder, written as letters from a wife to her husband. Selznick initially brought Wilder to Hollywood to adapt her novel into a screenplay. That was before Selznick convinced himself he could write it better, so he took over and denied Wilder credit. Selznick's decision extended production by 5 months. He hoped Since You Went Away would rival his back-to-back Oscar-winning best pictures, Gone with the Wind from 1939, Rebecca from 1940. Lofty goals. Selznick controlled nearly every aspect of production, even debating whether he should direct the picture himself. Ultimately, he left that job for veteran filmmaker John Cromwell, whose son James, who played Logan Roy's brother on HBO's Succession, is one of the best character actors of his generation. Selznick positioned Since You Went Away as having, quote, the most distinguished cast of stars in screen history. He handpicked Claudette Colbert, Shirley Temple, Hattie McDaniel, Joseph Cotten, and Agnes Moorehead, among others. Then, to play the oldest daughter, Selznick chose Jennifer Jones, his protege and muse, whom he had begun having an affair with during the production of their previous film together, the 1943 drama The Song of Bernadette. Selznick and Jones eventually married. Selznick had initially hired cinematographer George Barnes, but fired him shortly after filming began because of the way he photographed Colbert. He then hired Stanley Cortez, as well as Lee Garms, who came in to shoot scenes with Robert Walker, Jones's soon-to-be ex-husband. From 1944, also with Lionel Barrymore and Keenan Wynn, Since You Went Away.
Tim.
Tony!
Yes, the Eternal also ran.
Since you are so ecstatic over the whole arrangement, may I make so bold as to ask whether you expect me to bathe under that?
But golly, Colonel Smart, there's a shower off Pop's room. I mean, off your room. Pop always used a shower.
Since You Went Away is filled with the love and laughter, the hopes and dreams of an American family. The kind of family 11 million Americans once fought for.
music of the stars.
If you were wounded? Oh, Bill, I'd take care of you the rest of our lives. Always. Oh, Bill. Oh, gee, we're being silly. Maybe I'll be sent to Bermuda or someplace. I don't think so. Why, Jane? Because you're going to really show them. And you know where we'll go when you're married? Where? Right up to West Point, that's where. And you'll show them your medals.
Some more?
Get on. Oh, I almost forgot I have something for you. You have? Oh, gee, you didn't have to do that. Here, it's my class ring. Oh, that's wonderful. You sure you don't need it? I don't know what's more important than it's being our engagement ring. Isn't it awful that I didn't get you a ring? But I'll send you one. Fit very well. Maybe I should have gotten you something else. Oh, no. I'd rather have this than anything.
Well, get on, son. We're about to pull out. Hurry up, son.
Go ahead, Bill.
Hey. Oh, I almost forgot. Have your picture taken as soon as you get there and send me one.
I will.
So unaware of all the people there, I didn't mean to hear their conversation, but anyone could tell it was their last farewell. Best of luck to you. You've been my only gal, and what's more, my best pal. Please don't. Till the clouds roll by. Don't kiss me, dear, just walk away, or I could never, ever say goodbye. Goodbye, Sue. Till the clouds roll by. Don't kiss me, dear, just walk away, or I could never, ever say goodbye. Goodbye, Sue.
That's kind of a rare one. It's got the full orchestra. Perry had 7 number one records. Biggest hit, 1945, Till the End of Time. That was number one for 9 weeks on the Billboard Hit Parade. May 12, 2001, Perry passed away. The age of 88. glamorous day.
The days are so long, everything's wrong. For now I'm alone and blue. I still love you, dear. Wish you were here. Come back and forgive me. Please do.
From Joel Burke and Benny Davis. Nobody turned a song like Dead Doris.
Thank you. smiles we gave to one another for the way we were.
Streisand, 1973, great picture, same title. Memorial Day weekend. Stand by for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System. And we continue on to high noon central with the music of the stars and the Civic Media Radio Network. Keegan walked in on the Fantastics and did this title song, Jerry Orbach.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow.
was so tender, that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.